A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been considering who and what to follow if we are going to arrive at our destination, greater glory. If you are going to arrive at success and great accomplishment, if you are going to fulfill purpose and destiny, number one, you must follow the guide. Number two, follow instructions. Instructions are the way to distinction. Number three, you must follow the word of God. Wise people build their destinies on the word of God. Follow the word of God. Number four, follow the right way. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the Bible says the end thereof is the way of death, the way of destruction. Follow the right way. Follow what is right also. You know your conscience will prick you and tell you this is right, this is wrong. Follow what is right and not any other sentiment. Number six, we said, follow the wise. Those who walk with the wise will become wise. The companions of fools will be destroyed. Don't follow foolish people. As a matter of fact, you are to avoid them. Follow the wise. Follow the wise so you can become wise. We also said you must follow the Spirit's leading. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Don't follow the flesh. Don't follow your sensual passion. Don't follow your feelings. Follow the leading of the Spirit of God. You are to also follow those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Follow the examples of men of faith and patience. In other words, you need to follow faith. You need to follow patience. Let your faith be strong in God and wait patiently for Him. There are two more things that we want to discuss as we bring our discussion on who and what to follow to a close this morning. You must follow the man who carries something. Follow the man who carries something. We have lots of empty barrels, empty people about making noise everywhere. There are plenty on social media. There are very many on our altars and behind the pulpits in churches and places of worship. They make noise. They are very empty. You are not to follow them because they carry no substance. You must follow a man or the man who carries something. In Mark chapter number 14 and in verse number 13, so Jesus sent two of them into Jerusalem with these instructions. As you go into the city, a man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Full stop. Follow him. A man carrying a pitcher of water will meet you. Follow him. When it comes to who to follow in life, never follow a man that carries nothing. For your own future, for your own destiny, never follow a man that carries nothing. Young lady, trusting God for who to marry, you must never follow a man who carries nothing. There is a recommendation from Jesus. The man you must follow must be a man that carries something. Follow the man who carries something, carries great substance. That is the man, not a man who drives something, but a man who is driven by something. Don't forget, never follow a man because of what he drives, but because of what drives the man. A man of substance, driven by the Spirit of God, driven by a sense of purpose in life and in destiny. That is the man to follow. Don't say yes to any man's proposal because of his good looks or because of what he has, the car he drives or the possession he has acquired. Never follow a man for such things. Rather, follow a man because of what drives him, because of the substance that he carries upon his life and upon his destiny. Jesus was succinct about it. You will see a man carrying a pitcher of water. That is the man to follow. In other words, you will see other men who are not carrying anything. These are not the men you must follow. The one you must follow is a man that carries something. And so in life and in destiny, follow people of substance. Follow those who carry something. Again, I repeat, don't just follow a man because he prophesies, because he is speaking, and because what he said came to pass, there are very many people on the street, there are very many people on social media, very many people on TV and on radio who also are performing signs and wonders, but without any substance. They are not sent of God and without any substance. And so it is a man that carries something that you are expected to follow, not a prophet that will ask you to bring coke and be pouring coke and pouring soft drink on your head in the church. Not a man that will ask you to bring Dettol or Ipo and to drink a cup to cleanse a demon, to cast out demon, to wash you from every form of impurity. That is a man not to follow. Follow a man that carries substance in the word of God and in the things of the Spirit of God. The man to follow is the man who carries something. You will see a man carrying a pitcher of water. Once you see a man that carries something, follow that man. And if you are following any man who carries nothing, unfollow that person very quickly. You have not sinned. Friendship is not by force, it is by choice. And you become effective in life by being selective. Become selective so that you can become effective. Finally, follow peace. Follow peace. In Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse number 14, the Bible says to follow peace with all men, pursue peace with all people, and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Follow peace and follow holiness. Pursue peace with people. There will always be offenses, but never allow offense but from anybody to create anger or bitterness in you. You may be angry, but do not sin. Let not the sun go down on your anger. Follow peace with all men. As much as lies in your power, pursue peace. But if you pursue peace with someone who is not willing for your peace, but then let go of that person. Leave the person in the hands of the Almighty God. Consider that person as an infidel. But as for you, for your own sake, pursue peace with all men. Hold no grudge against anybody. Hold no man in your heart. Don't allow anybody to affect your mood, to affect your mold or your mood. Don't allow people to dictate what your mood should be like. Follow peace with all men. And those who refuse your peace, move on from them. The Bible says if you go to a place to preach, bring the gospel of peace to them. If they refuse your peace, shake off the dust of your feet as you move forward and let your peace go with you. Extend this peace to those who will be willing to accept or to receive your peace. Whoever does not want your peace is not worthy of that peace. But don't make an enemy out of anybody. Just know who to relate with or who not to relate with. In life, you can redraw your circle of influence. You can do elimination and addition. Some people can fall out from your circle of friends and influence, and some new people can come into that circle. It is important for you, but most importantly, follow peace with all men. For your own sake, follow peace with all men. Follow holiness also. The Bible says, without these two, no man shall see the Lord. Without peace with others and without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men and follow holiness so you can see the Lord. May you see the Lord in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning and say, Father, make me a man of substance. Make me a man of content, great content, and make me a man that people will want to follow in the precious name of Jesus. Help me, O God, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to pray and receive the grace to turn back, to unfollow whoever that you are following that does not carry anything, that is not an addition to your destiny, that is not relevant to your destiny. Father, I receive that grace to unfollow everyone that is no longer relevant to my destiny. I receive the grace to move on by the power of your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father, in Jesus' name. I'd like you to pray now and receive grace to forgive all offenses. I receive the grace to forgive all offenses and all offenders, to let go of offenses, to forgive all offenders. Those who offended me, I receive the grace, O God, to forgive the offense and to let go and forgive the offender in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray, Father, for the grace to follow peace, to seek peace, to pursue peace with all men, whether convenient or not convenient. I receive that grace to pursue peace with all men in the precious name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, I receive that grace to follow the right person and to follow right people, to not follow what is wrong, to not follow wrong people in the name of Jesus. And as I follow what is right, who is right, I pray that I be guided and be led into my destiny. Let me be led into greater glory according to your word in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that I will be guided and I will be led to the right people, to the right person in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray that you be guided and be led by the Spirit of the living God. I pray you will follow what is right and the right people in your life and in your destiny. And as you pursue peace with all men and holiness, you will see God in every aspect of your life. I pray God will make you a man of substance, a man of impact, a man that people will be willing to follow. And I pray you will follow right people and God's name in your life and destiny will be honored in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Get up this morning and let's exalt the name of our Lord together at our Fresh Fire service. 7:30 a.m. the School of the Spirit starts and by 8:20 the worship service commences. Don't miss it and the Lord bless you as you come. You may wish to join the meeting on any of our social media platforms on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adeloju, wishing you a very glorious Sunday. The Lord bless you.